What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay. Lonzo Ball has played 35 games in 3 years. He missed two full seasons. He has some poor dead person's knee material in his knee, and I would make that trade 10 times every day and 20 times on Sunday. What did you think about the trade, Isaac Okoro for Lonzo Ball?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a good move from the Cavs' perspective. I thought it was something that they needed to explore throughout the course of this offseason if they could upgrade Isaac's spot and if they could find somebody who was a better fit for the roster and who made more financial sense for the situation that they're currently in. Look, I mean, I think, guys, obviously there are legitimate health concerns when it comes to Lonzo, but he showed last year that he could be something close to the player that he was previously. He was a very impactful defender for the Bulls. He shot a high volume of threes. He's still a secondary playmaker at this stage of his career. He's very cerebral when it comes to running an offense and finding teammates and stuff like that. And the truth when it comes to Isaac Okoro is two really smart coaches in the NBA, J.B. Bickerstaff and Kenny Atkinson, both made a determination that they couldn't trust Isaac in a playoff environment. They couldn't believe in him because of his offensive limitations and because of how that restricts the team on the offensive end of the floor. The floor is just more congested. They don't respect his outside shot. You're basically playing 4-on-5 on the offensive end of the floor. And even though Lonzo Ball is probably not the defender that Isaac is in terms of the impact, he's still a very good defender, and you're gaining something significant with Lonzo on the offensive end of the floor. So I thought it was a deal that made sense both financially and from a fit standpoint.
All right, so the Cavs are a better team today, yes or no?
Yeah, I think so, but we definitely have to keep this in perspective, right? He's not going to slide into the starting lineup. He's not going to be a 30-minute-a-night player. It's just, did you get better at the 8th, 9th, 10th guy in your rotation? And I definitely think that the Cavs did, because the point is, Lonzo can just do more than Isaac can on the offensive end of the floor, and you're not taking a significant step back defensively. Lonzo is the best perimeter defender that is currently on this roster, and he's not Isaac. He doesn't navigate screens the same kind of way. He doesn't get into the guys at the point of attack the same kind of way, but he's a very impactful defender, and I honestly believe that the role that Lonzo is going to have for this team and the impact that Lonzo is going to have for this team is going to end up being very similar to what we've seen from Alex Caruso in Oklahoma City.
Wow. Now that's a big compliment. And you know, when OKC picked up Caruso, you thought, okay, well, there's a nice player, but he ended up playing a lot bigger role than that, Chris. And if Lonzo is healthy, I can see that happening, especially early in the season when Darius Garland is trying to figure out, you know, how to get back with the big toe.
Yeah, that's a big deal to have somebody like Lonzo who has showed playmaking in the past, who can organize a team, can run an offense, can get you into sets, can make plays off the dribble. There's just things that he can do from an offensive perspective that Isaac Okoro could not do. And I think there are things that Lonzo has within his game that the Cavs are definitely going to tap into. And I also think there is a bit of this that ties into the Cavs bracing themselves for Ty Jerome leaving in free agency. Another ball handler, another playmaker, somebody to take pressure off of Donovan Mitchell from that standpoint, somebody who can kind of fill in temporarily for Darius Garland from that standpoint. It all kind of ties together.
In this situation, Chris, and Chris Fedor joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, covers the Cavaliers, and you need to read his work if you want to know what's going on with the Cavaliers. In this case, I think they achieved something that we weren't sure they'd be able to achieve, which is with all of the financial stuff, you know, how do you improve the roster?
Right.
How do you do that? You have to thread the needle to do it. They did here in a one-for-one player swap. How do they continue to do such things to make this roster better?
I think, guys, they continue to look at these kinds of opportunities. Are there, you know, guys out there that could be an improvement from an on-court fit standpoint for this team? Are there guys out there that could be more effective in the 16-game playoffs than the 82-game regular season? Because we know this. There are certain guys in terms of where they are with their development, in terms of how much polish they have offensively and defensively, in terms of their weaknesses as a player. There are certain guys that are going to be more impactful when you get into the playoff environment. And then there are other guys that are going to be more impactful when you're talking about an 82-game season. You know, you talk about Lonzo and his reliability over the course of an 82-game season. That's a legitimate question mark, right? He missed two full seasons. He only played 35 games last year for the Bulls. But if you get him, some version of him, in the playoffs, if you get him healthy and prepared that way during a playoff run, he can make more of an impact. So I think it's looking for those kinds of opportunities, guys. And then I think it's figure out which guys out there in free agency are willing to take the veterans minimum to come to this situation, which is a pretty good situation. They're one of the favorites to win the NBA championship, and they do have some, I don't think it's a lot, but they have some playing time available for some of these guys. So I think they can have some appeal to the right kind of player in free agency. And again, they're not looking for significant shakeups here. I think the opportunity to do that, I don't think there is going to be a deal out there for either Jared Allen or Darius Garland that they'd be willing to say yes to. So we're talking about smaller moves around the margins. Can you improve guy number 8 on the roster, guy number 9 on the roster, guy number 10 on the roster, and get somebody that you think can help you more for a playoff run than some of the other bench pieces that you felt like you couldn't rely on once you got to the playoffs last year?
Chris Fedor joining us, Cleveland.com. You know and love him when you hear him here on the air on 92.3 The Fan as well. And Chris, you just broke the story about Amani Bates. The Cavs have declined his qualifying offer, making him an unrestricted free agent. Thoughts on that?
I mean, I think that at the point that they drafted him 2 years ago, he was the 49th pick in the draft. He was one of the youngest players in the draft, and it was let's see if we can get something out of him from a developmental standpoint. Let's see if we can put him in our player development program and see if he can improve behind the scenes, out of the spotlight, away from the cameras. And I just think they're at a point in terms of their organizational development where they've passed Amani by. And I think if there's somebody else out there that they could get on a two-way contract that they would feel more comfortable with, the two-way contract is you split your time between the G League and the NBA. And is there somebody out there that, you know, if you get into a pinch and you're dealing with injuries or you're going on a road trip and you can't bring a guy or two guys for some reason, can you elevate somebody from that two-way, have them join the team that you would actually be willing to play? And I just don't think that the Cavs feel like there are NBA minutes available for Amani, and I don't think they feel like he's ready for NBA minutes at this stage of his development.
Chris Fedor joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Isaac Okoro in Chicago, and I would think along with getting Ball, the idea that Jalen Tyson and Tyrese Proctor would get minutes this year, Chris, plays a role in that. Do you think Tyson and Proctor can actually be rotational players this year?
I think there's a possibility, sure, because I think there's a level of maturity that both of those guys have. I think there's a level of physical readiness that those guys have. And I think what they would potentially be asking of those guys, I think they could do. I mean, if you think about the case of Tyrese Proctor, he's an elite catch-and-shoot threat. You don't need him to run your offense. You don't need him to be a high-volume scorer. You don't need him to be a high-usage guy in your offense. Just fill a role. Defend a little bit. Make catch-and-shoot threes. I think he can do that even at this stage of his career. And I think with Jalen Tyson, you know, getting 450 minutes in the NBA last year helped him. I think he understands some of the aspects of his game that still he needs to improve on to find his way on the court more frequently for this Cavs team. But I think, you know, given some of the circumstances that have changed around this basketball team over the last month and a half, 2 months, I do think Jalen Tyson has a pathway to getting more meaningful minutes. And I don't think it's going to be consistently 25 every single night, 20 every single night. I think his role is going to continue to fluctuate. But I think there is a level of readiness and a level of maturity to his game. And quite frankly, with Isaac Okoro now in Chicago, I think there's a little bit of a need for the Cavs to have Jalen step into tough, rugged, on-ball defender type role. And I think he's willing to accept that if that means him getting on the court.
Chris, former Cavalier, current Los Angeles Laker, LeBron James opting in on his $52.6 million player option for next season. What does that mean? And maybe perhaps he'll be on the move if the Lakers aren't in a playoff position?
With Rich Paul also saying the Lakers know he wants to contend for a championship, and I'm sure they'll keep everything in mind there, which screamed to me, trade deadline trade if it's not working there, Chris.
Yeah,
I think it means LeBron likes money. I mean, $52 million is really difficult to turn down. And I think there's also a reality to, let's say he is looking elsewhere. Maybe not immediately, but eventually looking elsewhere. Is there a situation out there that gives me a better chance to compete for a championship? Opting out of his contract was not going to provide that opportunity for him, because there's one team with tangible cap space this offseason in the NBA, and it's the Brooklyn Nets. And LeBron's not opting out of a contract with the Los Angeles Lakers to all of a sudden just go join the Brooklyn Nets. So if he wants a better situation, that's got to be a legitimate contending team. And none of those teams have the money to just give him in free agency. And he most certainly is not signing the veterans minimum in Cleveland or somewhere else along those lines. So this allows him potentially, I say potentially, because trading for LeBron will be very, very difficult, and the kind of package that you would have to give up, you'd basically be almost blowing up your team to do it. But this allows him potentially to get his $52 million, see what the Lakers are willing to do with their roster, see what kinds of improvements they can make. And if it doesn't happen to his liking, then potentially find his way to a contender that gives him a better chance to chase another ring or two before his career is over at this point.
Which, with his salary, would be a huge, huge, huge jump for some team to go after that. Because,
I'll think about that.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be thinking short-term completely on that move, do you not? Because you're going to have to give up. It's a strange situation. Chris, I couldn't agree more. Even LeBron, with as much money as that guy has, yeah. 50 mil? No, thank you. I'll take the money. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that you have to think about, too, when you talk about trading for LeBron, look, it's LeBron. This is an all-NBA player. This is arguably the best player ever. But he is 40, yep. And he is human. And the kinds of things that the Lakers would want back in return, if you're a team that has championship aspirations, Like, don't you just say, maybe I'm just good enough without him? Like, I don't want to shake up this roster that much to go after this 40-year-old who's at the tail end of his career. I mean, you're talking about a rental here. That's the other thing. By him opting into this contract and not, like, signing a new one with the Lakers, this would be a theoretical rental for some contender. And if you think about all that you would have to give up, is even LeBron, is he worth all of that? I think it's a legitimate question that all these teams would have to ask, and I just don't know that there's going to be a significant trade market for LeBron, as strange as that sounds.
Chris, the Boston Celtics have dispatched Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis, and you know they were dealing with the second apron stuff just like the Cavaliers. Do you think the Cavs are anywhere near, and I don't necessarily even mean money-wise, just like in mental approach to, we so need to avoid all of that we will trade pieces of this team just to get away from that? Or are the Cavs the team that's willing to stand pat, play this out, pay the money, and see what happens?
Because I've kind of used this comparison a few different times. I don't think, if you're a second apron team, I don't think you fully understand and fully feel the ramifications of that and the restrictions of that until you have to start mapping these things out, until you have to start dealing with it. It's kind of like a fast SEC team. You watch them on film all the time, over and over and over again, and you're like, I know you're fast. All I hear is about how fast you are. But then you get on the field with them, and in the first quarter, you're like, holy crap, you are really, really fast. Like, you have to feel it. You have to go against it to really understand it. And I think the Cavs are starting to feel that internally. Like, as free agency is here, as trade season is here, all of the limitations, all of the restrictions, even Brad Stevens, the president of the Celtics, said it the other day. He's like, I didn't fully understand the depth of this until it was staring me in the face, and I was trying to concoct these trades, and I was trying to do this off-season planning, and I was learning about all these different things that we can't do from a team-building standpoint. So when it comes to the second apron, there are going to be teams that are going to deal with the reality of that. There are going to be teams that are second apron teams. That's going to be unavoidable. But I think second apron teams, guys, I think they're going to try and get out of the second apron as fast as they possibly can, because it really does impact what you can do from a team building perspective. And I think the Cavs are feeling that today. I think that's part of the reason why they're bracing for Ty Jerome to leave, and why they're hesitant on giving him, one, the kind of contract, the annual salary that they would have to give him, and two, how many years would be attached to that theoretical contract that Ty is eventually going to sign in free agency, because it would make it harder to get out of the second apron. It would make them further into the second apron. It would make them further down the road of the luxury tax. And I just think they have to be more cognizant of how they spend in a way that some of these teams haven't been in the past, because this rule did not exist to the same level.
6 o'clock tonight, teams can start negotiating with free agents in the NBA. That means we're going to be hearing about deals. Follow Chris, do it on social media, do it in the Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. He'll have everything the Cavs are doing as free agency gets rolling tonight. Chris, thank you, buddy. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, man.
You got to guess.
Chris Fedor, Plain Dealer, cleveland.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jeff Phelps.
Rewind Function.
He's Andy Baskin.
You know what else, Jeff? You can follow us on YouTube, too. Do you know that?
Tell me the whole thing, Andy.
You know, you probably can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app, as you just said, or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now, Jeff, you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel and watch all of the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan each and every weekday. That's right, 92.3 The Fan, YouTube, and you.
Chris, last thing I asked Chris, and I've been wondering about this, because the Cavaliers, I won't say are standing pat, obviously they made a trade, but they're appear to be standing pat with their core four, right? That's the thought.
Talk to me in a day. Talk to me in 2 days.
How about in 2 months? You never know.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like it's going to percolate a little
bit. But the Boston Celtics, also in the same situation financially, with the addition of a guy, one of their key guy, out for probably most of the season, if not the entire season coming up, with a torn Achilles, decided to go a different direction, and that was to trade off key pieces and get themselves in a better financial situation. Cavs apparently not doing that. And I wonder if there comes a point, because the penalties are so severe for teams that go over, and it's not just the penalties, it's the, as you've hammered on this, Andy, it's the inability to do stuff. You know, that's one of the things that makes this so tough, the inability to do things, to make moves. And the Cavs were able to pull off a player-for-player trade. Well done. Seriously, well done. That's a good thing. If it, you think it helps your team, and I think it does.
Yeah, it's not a major. I don't think this ball move is a major move. Do you? I think.
No, it's the type of tweak. It's the type of tweak. And
right.
Chris used the word that I use. He's a better fit on the roster than Isaac Okoro.
I agree with that, too. I think we both do.
You don't have a guy who does a Lonzo Ball type of game on this roster. Well, now you do. And you got rid of a guy whose game has been benched by this team. So it worked.
What's the bigger part of the deal, the fact that they can take Isaac Okoro off the books, or the fact that they bring Ball in and he might actually be able to help?
No, I don't think it's a core off the books. I don't think this is a financial move. I think this was straight hey, this guy has a skill set that's different than this skill set, and we need this one more than we need that one now.
So I'm just looking at Spotrac right now, and this is for next season. I don't know if this changes in the next couple of days or not, but Boston still is minus 20 million in space under the second apron. Phoenix is 11.4 million away from having any space. Cavaliers are 10 million away from having any space.
Does that include the deals that have been made? That's the my guess is no, because they haven't been finalized yet.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. So as of right now, that's all they said. But you're right. Boston would definitely come down there. And I think the Cavaliers would be down by at least a million towards that second apron. I think. I'm just trying to. This is so new to everybody.
I just wonder if the Cavs, at some point, I just think they have to thread the needle to improve this team. And they did on the Isaac Okoro trade for Lonzo Ball.
Man, Brooklyn's got again. A lot of space.
One other thing to keep in mind here, I think, give me your gut feeling on this one, guys.
Okay.
It feels to me, you know, and Chris said, they got to find veterans to sign, minimum vet deals, come in here on a 1 year to try and be part of a team and stay in the league and try and reestablish their value a little bit so that they might be able to get more money. I don't see moves like that happening right away. Why would any player, let's keep in mind the whole chasing a ring thing, that's real cute until payday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you can go play for the Washington Wizards and make five times the amount of money that you would make playing for a championship contender, why would you possibly play for the championship contender when payday will pay you five times more to play for? I mean, let's be realistic.
I'll enjoy getting paid watching you play in the NBA Finals.
Thank you very
popcorn.
Much. Thank you very much. And that's why I think it might be a while. Because these guys are going to wait and see what kind of deals they can get. And if they find out that their market is dry, then all of a sudden, hey, call Boston, call Oklahoma City, call Cleveland, Mr. Agent, and find me a vet minimum job where I can go and make some money and reestablish my value.
But even the vet minimum, but I mean, if you're, let's go 10 years plus, you're $3.3 million.
Yeah.
And that's taxable, though.
That's yeah.
That, I mean, you're going
to
get
blasted. Heaven
forbid
you have to pay income tax.
No, not you, the team, jerk. Under the salary cap.
Yeah, but they're able to sign vet minimums. They're able to sign those guys.
With penalty.
Well, yeah, but that's the way it goes, Andy. That's where they've
so
put themselves.
So what is a 10-year minimum?
That's where they've put themselves.
I mean, what does it cost the team to sign a guy to $3.3 million? What does it end up costing the Cavaliers on the back end of that thing?
Let me call my accountant and find out.
That's what I'm saying.
Tony, you available? The mayor's with us. Hi, Mayor. Ken in Brooklyn.
As I multitask here this afternoon.
Nice.
You were talking about Washington. I'll get to that in a minute because they got like four point guards right now. I don't know what they're doing over there, and I don't know what a lot of other teams are doing. But
like Brooklyn drafting all the guards.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff going on out there. But here, you know, I mentioned last week that I take a bag of balls for Isaac Okoro, not necessarily Lorenzo Ball, okay? And, you know, if I think you're right. We talked about this last week, Jeff, and that's about Jalen Tyson. I think he has an important role coming up. He's on his rookie deal. And as I said before, in a draft that wasn't that great last year, I think the kid can play, okay, if they work with him this summer. But I think also that Mr. Jerome, you know, there's talk in Memphis. Memphis has a whole bunch of guys they got to sign. And the deal may dry up over there too. So, you know, it still may be out there, and I understand what it would cost. But, you know, DeAndre Hunter, he talked about, is his best friend. I know money talks, but, you know, if everything dries up, I wouldn't say that they're necessarily not, he may not be here. Okay? I think there is an outside chance that Ty says, you know what, I'll play for this because I couldn't get a deal anywhere else.
There's an outside shot at that, Ken, and see it in... Menigan screamed at us about four times this morning, and I think he's right. He said the NBA players didn't think they were signing a deal that included a salary cap, but it's looking like there's a salary cap because money available for free agents isn't what it used to be.
Let me ask you something, guys. Mm-hmm. Do you think at some point, not only the players, but the owners are going to say, wait a minute, this isn't necessarily what we signed up for? Because this is, I mean, you talk about restrictive. This is like almost being in jail.
I agree. I think you may be right. I think they could go back and sit down and look at it. The other thing, too, is, you know, bonus structure-wise, you know, Mobley wins that award. And, I mean, the Cavs signed him to the deal. But, I mean, if you're giving a guy a bonus for winning something that the team has zero control over, you know, like being defensive player of the year.
But it still counts on salary.
Yeah, I don't know why. But it should be in a separate column. It shouldn't be the same. Plus, Ty Jerome, I mean, you want to go back to Ty Jerome. If they signed him, it could cost them $80
million. Yeah, that's right. But also, guys, I want to say one other thing. Was that the doc? We go Friday. Everything's good.
Oh, good. Ken, right, awesome, good, buddy. Right. We're happy for you.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations, Ken. Yes. It's Ken in Brooklyn. What do you think, folks? It does feel like the Cavs are in this little cell, and you're not able to do a whole lot. But they put themselves in that spot. Maybe that's a good thing. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dan Hughes, former head coach of the Cleveland Rockers, will be joining us at 11:40 tomorrow.
Good man. Good man, Dan.
Dan was the coach of the team from the 2000 through the 2003 season when the team left town. And then he was... not a head coach in 2004. And then in 2005, started a phenomenal run as head coach of the San Antonio franchise, won the WNBA championship in 2008, and or Western Conference, and then won the WNBA championship with Seattle in the 2018 season. one of the great coaches in WNBA history. Got it going right here in Cleveland. He'll be joining us at 11:40 tomorrow to talk about the return of the WNBA in Cleveland. Dan Hughes, 11:40.
I want to say the first time I met him, he was coaching the men at Toledo.
Remember,
he was an assistant. He was with Toledo for a while there.
Book it.
I also think he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame, Ohio High School Basketball Hall.
Muskingum graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Ohio guy. Dan will be with us tomorrow. Chris Ossenheimer will join us at 1 o'clock today.
Wow, man. We're
about 16 minutes away to talk about the Guardians and their lack of offense. That's more prevalent now than it was even before we last had a chance to save your lack of offense on the show. How about that?
No runs, man. You better score some runs.
If you're the Cavs, I have this thought in the back of my head, and I keep wanting to think, yeah, don't worry about that. That won't be a problem. Don't worry about that. That won't be a problem. It's this. You're so locked into your core four. You have so much money. You're into that apron. You don't have first-round draft picks coming up. You will have one in the next draft. It's a pick swap, but you can't trade it. So you can draft a guy, and you'll probably, I would assume the Cavs would be in the lower part of the draft because it'll be the lesser of the two picks between the Cavs and the Utah Jazz. And so I would assume the Cavs will have a better record than the Jazz, and it'll be a low pick because the Cavs should have a pretty good record. And you can't trade it because of the Stepien rule.
Right.
I keep wondering, you're financially strapped. You don't have first-round draft choices.
Yeah.
What if this doesn't work?
Well, that's really going to the negative, isn't it?
No, it's the thought I can't get out of my head because things look pretty positive.
Because it didn't work last year when it came to the playoffs?
Well, they'll tell you they're in it for the, you know, go deep in the playoffs. You know me, I like a good regular season. By golly.
No one says regular like Jeff Phelps. You are the Wilfred Brimley of sports. Thank you.
I've thought for a long time you were an ass. I try to keep that thought to myself most of the time, but sometimes, my God, you just put it so out there front and center, I got to say it.
You know, sometimes...
That was outstanding.
You just
I have tears in my eyes.
You need a good bowl of oats.
You're the best ball player I've ever seen, best hitter I've ever seen. Suit up. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
suit up. So. I don't care if there's blood coming out of your abdomen. Suit up.
I don't care if she shot you. Put a Band-Aid on that bullet wound. Let's go.
She wasn't nice to Norman Dale either. Suit up.
That's true. She wasn't nice to Norman Dale either. Barbara Hershey.
Mm. Okay. Can you get back to my thought?
Yeah. Quit derailing the show. What was the thought?
Well, you like good oatmeal.
Want to stay regular?
It's this. Have they put themselves in a corner that there's no escaping except to go straight up and win a championship? I mean, it's so championship or bust with this crew right now. I think it's ridiculous.
Jeff.
Because it's going to be tough to improve this team. It has to get better from within. Has to.
In how many years since LeBron James came back here the second time, has that not been the mantra of what happens for the Cavaliers? Cavaliers have always been championship or bust, especially since LeBron came back the second time.
LeBron left, it hasn't been. You kind of had a year or three
window
where you're thinking, well, okay.
Yeah, that was the tiny window I was referring to. But I don't see, what is it? Money follows, right?
Money doesn't lead, it follows.
That's right.
That's one of the isms of Dan Gilbert. And you know who says stuff like that?
Dan Gilbert.
Guys who have a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true. It's so easy to say, well, we'll worry about the money later when you already have it in your wallet.
There you go. When you have so much, you can't put it in your wallet.
That's true.
Yeah.
So then it has to follow you because it doesn't fit in your wallet.
I mean, you pull a wagon behind you. It's like, this better work because you don't have a whole lot of wiggle room.
It's either it's got to work or they got to blow the whole thing up.
There it is.
Yeah, there's no in between. They don't live in the middle. They don't like to live in the middle. And no. I like that. As a fan, how can you not?
Yeah, I get it.
How can you not respect that? You'd be like, okay, we're going for it. We're going for it this year. I want to see how long they're going to live in the second apron. That's what I want to see. And I want to see them sign someone for $80 million when you're only paying them $15. That to me is the ultimate. Well, I don't care.
By the way, if they let Ty Jerome walk because of a deal like that, is there anybody who could say anything other than, boy, I get it? I don't know how you could say anything other than I get it. Do you? I mean, well, Ty is a solid NBA player. He was really good last year. It was the best year he's ever had. That's not worth $80 million.
No, it's not. And that's not $80 million a year.
No, it's a... I'm
assuming
I readily admit I'm not your guy when it comes to the penalties and everything else. That's right. The number that's been floated out there, is it'll cost you in penalties and everything, that kind of money.
It's too much. It's not worth it.
Isaac is in Shaker. Hi, Isaac.
Isaac, what's up, man?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good,
hey,
Isaac.
I was just listening in, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm saying, he didn't just say what he just said, did he? It's championship or bust. That's not a good thing. Is that? I'm not understanding where you're going with this. Can you explain to me what you mean? Because I'm thinking this way.
It's this and only this, Isaac. They have to win with this group because they don't have a whole lot of wiggle room to change it unless they want to completely blow it up. So I think they have to make this work. It's not a bad thing.
I'm with you, Isaac.
But okay, there's just not a whole lot of wiggle room to do anything, Isaac.
But Jeff, I'm just saying, you're making it seem as if it's a bad thing. I'm just saying the way you're putting it.
All right, Isaac, you want me to make it real bad? Here, I'll make it real bad. I don't think the team they have is capable of winning a championship.
I think it's a problem. Now you're talking. Now I can understand what you're saying. That's your opinion. I can respect that. But I think they can but the problem is not what everybody thinks the problem is. The problem's not Darius Garland. The problem is on the bench. I'll take OKC's 9th and 10th man over our 6th and over our right now over our 6th and 7th man any day. But anyway, now I got a little clarity on what you mean now. But it's still a good thing. They're still in contention. I was thinking, man, he thinks that's a bad thing. So, but you cleared it up.
All right, Isaac, there you go. Yeah, that's thank you, Isaac. That's what I think.
And for paying attention.
You know, since they brought Donovan in, I said, boy, they got two great guards. And they do the same type of stuff. And I don't think that's a good fit. And Lonzo Ball's a better fit. I wouldn't start Lonzo over Darius unless Darius is hurt, obviously. But, you know, we'll see. Thomas is in Shaker. Thomas.
You know, Jeff, you literally just changed my entire call. Like, literally with that answer.
Oh, wow.
Because you said, I was going to come in, I was going to say, all right, well, you know, you look at the East, and you're like, all right, all we got to do is just beat New York. Literally, Orlando. Orlando and New York are the only teams that worry about next year. And then you said what you just said, that you don't think that we could win a championship with this group. And then I sat here, I drank my coffee, and I was like, he's right. You got to shop Garland. Like, I don't know. I know that it's tough because we got the apron and everything. I don't know if it's possible. But if there's a player out there that we're offered for Garland, there's a lot of teams that would like Garland. I heard the Kings are interested in Garland. There are a couple players on the Kings that I might like, one in particular. But if you got a chance to get another superstar for Garland or another all-star for Garland, I'd be tempted to take it, depending on who it is.
Thomas, I would too. You know?
Yeah, I would love Sabonis or Giannis, but that's a pipe dream, if you're up.
Well, can you find the right guy? That's the thing. And if you can't, Thomas, then you've got to try and do something that most teams don't do, and that's win an NBA championship with two smaller ball-dominant guards.
I'm with you, though, by the way. The regular season, they have to go all in this year, because the regular season will not throw the city. You know, this city, we've seen so many finals in the city. The regular season won't thrill us. We got to win a championship here to be happy.
Think about how spoiled you just sounded. Yeah, we've seen too many championships.
We've seen too many finals. I deserve it. We had the Browns. I deserve it.
All right, Thomas, thank you very much. Doesn't mean the Cavs can't, you know, win a championship with this team. I just think it's not the right fit, not quite the right mix. If Lonzo Ball were, the type of player that he was when he came into the league, first of all, he wouldn't be available in this trade, and second of all, he'd be a great fit next to Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley. That'd be a really nice fit. Really would.
The problem, though. The problem is a stupid apron. This apron is not an apron. It's a chastity belt. They can't make any moves.
Wow.
They can't make any moves.
Hi. I'm Andy. I'm Andy Baskin for Let's Not Have Grandchildren Until We're Ready.
I'm just saying.
Is that a segment of keeping regular and a chastity belt in the same one? I don't even know what the hell to do anymore.
Seriously, it's and not I an called apron. Andy an ass.
Yeah, that's true.
All in the same segment.
Wow.
Ask it at Phelps.
Who says we're not entertaining?
That's right.
Chris Ossenheimer might be able to tell us how the Guardians can score some runs. He shouldn't tell us. He should tell them because it's been an issue. Ossie covers the baseball team for the Chronicle-Telegram. He's next right here on our show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.